Hello everyone, welcome back to a very special Top Sales Hard Talk interview, chatette, conversation. This is really designed to give you a flavour of Ken Thorason's upcoming presentation, which is part of the Top Sales Academy Top Sales Management level. Ken is going to be presenting on the 21st, he's going to be presenting on May the 28th, and the title of his presentation is called Creating Sales Compensation Plans for High Performance. I hope you're enjoying the Academy so far. We've put an awful lot of work into it. We have an overall faculty, which includes most of them important and significant names in the sales space. And then, of course, we have a minor faculty, and these are 10 of us that are presenting on this top sales management level. So, welcome, Ken.
It's great to be with you, Jonathan, and I'm really excited about the upcoming training session because compensation is a critical component for sales leaders.
Yes, it is, and in my experience, it's something that not too many sales leaders, sales managers get absolutely right. Is that your experience too?
Yes, it is, and there's a variety of reasons for that. A lot of times, they're just used to what the compensation plan was, and they make slight modifications to it, or they really don't understand the logic about putting the back work in place in order to develop a compensation plan that is going to drive high performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you and I have spoken quite a lot about this, both online and offline. And I know that you have a specific philosophy for creating sales compensation plans. But I mean, without giving too much away, because we do want all of the listeners to sign up and hear your words of wisdom in full, can just share with us the taster of your philosophy, would you, Ken?
Well, the training is going to be based around the book I wrote on sales compensation. And the research I did and the work I've had for the last 15 years in working with companies around the world on compensation planning is that the first nugget is that compensation has to be strategic, not tactical. In other words, it has to be aligned to the corporate objectives, both at the salesperson's level and at the sales manager's level. So we're going to talk about what that means, but more importantly, how do you craft various compensation plans to hit various potential strategic goals for a corporation?
Well, I'm pleased that you sort of raised that subject, because there is no such thing as a standard off-the-shelf compensation plan, is there?
No. In some cases, we recommend six-month compensation plans. Sometimes we have team compensation plans, and those are the kind of concepts we're going to discuss during our training session. So based upon the conditions in the listener's company, they may change their compensation plan based upon what they learn during the academy.
Right. And in your experience, which I know is vast and extensive, how many companies have got it right? How many companies, or prior to your arrival, actually had their compensation plan spot on? In percentage terms.
Well, roughly, I think when I walk into a client and talk to them about their business and their sales leadership issues, and when I get into the compensation issue, at least 75 to 80% of the time we end up changing it. It just seems that they're missing one or two components that could increase high performance. We recently changed the compensation plan in January for a client, and it revolutionized how the salespeople looked at their numbers on a monthly basis.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, as we know, I mean, this sounds obvious, but it's surprising how few companies take it into consideration, is that a poor compensation plan can either overcompensate or it completely demoralizes the team, doesn't it?
Exactly. And changing it often may not work either. But it depends upon the environment you're in. I'm not suggesting you have to change your compensation plans every 6 months or even every year, but you need to analyze them. We'll share with the audience several metrics they can use to evaluate the effectiveness of their compensation plan besides just driving revenue.
Yeah. And I just want to sort of ask you a final question, because this is something that, you know, I'm working on at the moment. It's my view that there is an overemphasis at the moment on new lead generation and business development. And there is far too little attention being paid on client retention. Has that been your experience too?
Excellent point. I would have to relate back to, and we'll discuss a couple of examples, and I'll show a couple of examples during the academy of people who are trying to work on both of those objectives. It depends upon the organization's structure, where they may have existing people working on customer retention and other people working on net new. But I've seen a lot of people put their compensation plans heavily incentive for net new customers. And that simply turns the head of the salesperson if they are managing accounts and forgetting to work those accounts effectively.
But
And the compensation, you know, certainly can drive some behaviors, but sales management, sales reporting, execution, and management also drive behavior. So you have to balance compensation requirements with pure good sales management as well.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. You might be interested to learn that I persuaded two of my clients 18 months ago to appoint VPs of client retention. And it's just revolutionized the whole sales landscape in those organizations. And I'm so pleased that it has done, because it was a bit of an experiment, but it's worked out so, so well. Anyway, many thanks, Ken. For your benefit, listeners, Ken Thorason is the president and founder of Acumen Management Limited. I mean, Ken is a global operator. He's a world-renowned sales management expert, and we're delighted that he's agreed to become part of our faculty for the Sales Management Level at Academy. Now, if people want to contact you direct, Ken, would you like to give them your details?
Absolutely. AcumenManagement.com is our website. There's a lot of free resources out there and videos, as well as my books and DVDs. My email address is ken@acumenmgmt.com.
That's absolutely fine. Okay, Ken. Well, as we said, your presentation takes place on May 28th. It's at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. GMT, or BST as it is at the moment. And we very much look forward to welcoming you.
Terrific. I'm excited to be on part of the team, Jonathan.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Okay, listeners, very much hope you're going to join us. I mean, this is consists of 10 modules, the whole sales management level. If for any reason you miss any, they are recorded, and you can very easily catch up. And I think the other point you need to remember, that this is absolutely free. We have 24 of the world's leading sales experts giving up their time to put something back at zero cost to you. And that's all thanks to the generous funding that we've obtained from a set of excellent sponsors. So again, this is Jonathan Farrington. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to meeting you on the next Academy module. Thank you. Bye-bye now.